See terms of use.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and boy, what a week we have to talk about with him and with you. We have the charts for the week of May 2nd to the 6th, 2011, the stories, the people. There's no magic involved in the countdown this week, Michael.
Just, no, it really isn't. It's kind of tricky.
It's not tricky at all. All right, so let's get to the lists, and then we'll take some of the things apart that are in here and see how you and your station or your favorite hosts handled all of the aspects of the number one story this week.
Actually, some of them are my least favorite hosts as well. But
listen. We won't ask for names.
When I say it's tricky, I mean we had one issue that really dominated everything, but like all big issues, it breaks down into smaller issues. So basically, I mean, not everything was Osama bin Laden, but most everything was. At number 10, we have Major League Baseball action. At number 9, we have the National Football League labor issues and NBA and NHL playoffs. We have the Southern tornadoes and the Midwest flooding at number 8. We have the oil prices at number 7, the debt ceiling and the budget battle at number 6. And then it moves into Osama bin Laden land.
Yep.
At number 5, we have the effect of bin Laden's death on the Obama presidency. At number 4, we have U.S.-Pakistan relations. At number 3, we have the bin Laden photos issue. At number 2, we have controversy about Obama visiting Ground Zero and or comment about it, if nothing else. And at number 1, we put it all together under one banner, the death of Osama bin Laden. There was so much talk about Osama bin Laden's death this week and the fact that it happened conveniently on a Sunday night, so we had a full week to monitor this. It wasn't like it broke on Thursday and then you try to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
That it was even one of the top topics on non-news talk stations. They were talking about it on sports talk stations.
Well, the story that came from that player, was it a he was a Philadelphia player? No. Where would this, the guy, Rashad, or whatever his name is, Mendenhall.
Yes, Rashad Mendenhall.
That's it, right. Who's he play for?
I'm not sure.
All right, but he's the one who stirred that pot, or got it started anyway, because of him on Twitter saying he didn't understand why people could celebrate the death of somebody. He was murdered. Maybe it's something we talk about in a moment, but I listened to a talk radio program, a couple of them this week, just because I, flipping across the dial, I was looking for some chat on Osama. I don't know these guys because I don't listen to sports talk radio. I'm not like you. You love listening to sports talk radio. I don't listen to it at all, but I heard these guys talking about it, and I didn't know who they were. So I listen, and I find out I'm listening to a sports station.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. The sports talk show hosts had a very good everyman approach to this.
Right.
Like friends talking in a bar or the way you would talk to your pals.
Yeah.
And it was really very, very interesting how it played into the mix. It was also talked about on music stations. Disc jockeys, whatever's left of that scene, were talking about this.
Yeah.
So it was huge. And the fact of the matter is, even here we are now at the end of the week looking back, it's still huge. It's not like it's petering out. It's leading to all kinds of discussions. Let's talk about some of the names of the people that are being talked about. The aforementioned Rashad Mendenhall at number 10, John Boehner at 9, Donald Trump at number 8, Jay Carney at 7, Eric Holder at 6, Hillary Clinton at 5, Leon Panetta at 4, George W. Bush at 3, Barack Obama at 2, and Osama bin Laden at number 1.
So do you think that George Bush did not go to join Barack Obama in New York City this week because he was worried about upstaging him, and that discussion in the New York market, especially, but around the country, there were a lot of people who were talking about it, and George Bush, how much credit he deserves, whether you buy that or you don't buy that. It certainly was a focus of this, and then just George Bush saying, no, I don't want to come, it's your moment. What does that sound like to you?
It sounds to me like the way you just said it. I mean, there are people that will say there were political motives for it. There are people say he should have been there. There are people who will say he shouldn't be there. From my opinion, I take George W. Bush at his word on this, face value.
Right.
Ever since he became the former president, he said, I'm off the stage. My time is over.
He's happy to be the former president.
I don't want any more spotlight, and I want to give respect to the current president.
Right.
He's been very cool about it.
The opposite of Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
In many people's minds.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. The opposite of Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton has been out there in the spotlight doing what he can to stay relevant.
Do you remember when Bill Clinton went, actually, during the campaign, during the primary, when Hillary was running as Barack Obama, and Barack would look at the cameras in wherever city he was appearing and say, I don't know who I'm running against. I don't know whether I'm running against Bill or Hillary. And I always thought that was one of, I'm not a big fan, nor was I ever, of Obama, but I thought he had a few classic lines, and that was one of them. He looked straight in the camera and deadpanned when asked a question about what Bill Clinton had said about him at one point in time, you know, whatever it was, whatever mud they threw at him. And he looked at the camera and just deadpanned, I don't know who I'm running against.
Very smart. And,
yeah.
And if you recall, Clinton was criticized by many as hurting Hillary's primary campaign.
Right. Yeah.
That he actually was an impediment to her getting elected to the nomination.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty wild stuff. But now George W. Bush has been very classy in terms of how he's handled himself. And that's not a political statement. It's just an observation. He's been classy in his role as the former president. And it's interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe after the break we should talk a little bit more about that.
Well, yeah. I think under the circumstances that we have, it's hard to know how to encapsulate this because there have been so many different angles. And that's what's made it so fascinating and so rewarding and so good to have this as much as it has, in a way, brought us together. But it's also really underscored some of the deep, deep divisions. And the talk radio shows that have been the highlight of these deep, deep divisions, the people who still don't like Osama bin Laden, even though his poll numbers went up, the people who still don't believe anything he says, and those who are on the left doing talk radio programs who say it's the right who's responsible for this chasm, the people like Alex Jones, who, and even George Norrie, and the stuff that was going on his program, the conspiratorialists, he's not dead. Prove it. Now, Norrie didn't say that. His listeners said that in a poll that he conducted, but Alex Jones said it. And, that's the kind of meat that his audience loves.
Yeah, well, the conspirators certainly will find something to complain about. You mentioned before Osama bin Laden. You meant Barack Obama.
I did, right. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I do that all the time. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry I do it because I don't mean it to denigrate. I don't mean it to be disrespectful. And I found out this week that I wasn't the only one. I must have heard that 10 times this week, people stumbling into, Obama, Osama. Osama, Obama.
On the View, I think I heard they played a montage of about 20 or 30 news reporters stumbling over it,
right,
making that mistake.
Doing the same thing.
Yeah,
right.
Well, it's a difficult, it's a peculiar coincidence.
Yeah.
But we're paid to talk.
We are. We'll continue talking in a moment. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and we're focused on the hot hits in and on talk radio on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Here's the thing about credit card companies. When you're in debt to them, they're the ones in charge. Hiking up your interest rates, slapping you with late fees, even calling you day and night to collect. Well, it's time you were the one in control. By settling your credit card debts for a fraction of what you owe, you need American Debt Negotiators. We'll match you with an expert who'll help settle your debt for pennies on the dollar and then roll everything into one affordable monthly payment. No more credit card payments. No more collection calls. It's simple, it's proven, and it's legal. If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, call for a free consultation that'll help you get debt-free sooner than you ever imagined. This is powerful information that credit card companies don't want you to know. Information that will put you in control. Call for your free phone consultation right now. Call 1-888-284-9273. That's 1-888-284-9273. Call 1-888-284-9273. Call now.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my gram to sponsor me in our walkathon.
And I said, okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles.
And do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving, because women move the world.
Hi, I'm Kelly, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have everything I need to keep my family healthy. Now they have price cuts to keep my savings healthy, too. Just look for the yellow price cut signs to save big on hundreds of items you need.
Side effects of price cuts include the condition known as smiling, laughing, and dancing in the aisles.
Happy feet coming through.
This week, get Kellogg's cereal for $1.97 and Allegra Allergy 30 Counts for only $17.99 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
May is Fibromyalgia Awareness Month. During this time, the spotlight shines on fibromyalgia, a condition marked by chronic widespread pain, decreased physical function, and other symptoms. There's a good chance that you know someone with fibromyalgia, since up to 12 million Americans have the condition. Nearly 90% of them are women. Fibromyalgia expert Dr. Beth Hodges addresses the impact of this condition on a woman's life.
Every day can bring challenges to women who are trying to manage their fibromyalgia while balancing tremendous responsibilities like careers, household, and children. Fortunately, fibromyalgia is a manageable condition. Many patients adopt lifestyle changes to improve their symptoms, such as low-impact exercise, better sleep habits, and a balanced diet. FDA-approved medications are also available to relieve symptoms. Talk to your doctor if you suspect you have fibromyalgia so you can learn more about the condition and find the right treatment plan.
For more information, visit www.fibrotogether.com. This report is brought to you by Forest Laboratories, Inc.
Continuing now with our overview of the charts from Talkers Magazine, the top topics this week on talk radio, issue-oriented news talk radio station, certainly Osama bin Laden and all the various pieces. The issue that was most interesting or seemed to get most ink was whether or not to publish the photos. And I've listened to a lot of different arguments. This may be, Michael, the week I've listened to more talk radio than I have for a long, long time.
Well, that tells you how people listen to talk radio. When there's big news and big stories, more people listen. It's like more people go to the movies when there were good pictures.
When they're good pictures, right.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter how much popcorn, you know, it doesn't matter if the popcorn's good. It matters if the picture's good. And it doesn't matter, you know, how good the station is. If the subject matter isn't very interesting, not as many people will listen.
Right. Exactly. And the way that it's handled by the hosts.
Absolutely.
Predictable
when
enough.
When you have a subject like this, let's face it, it makes people tune in.
Yep, absolutely. And the weather, by the way, this is something as an aside, or maybe not an aside, number 8 this week on our countdown, the weather in the South and the Midwest, the flooding in Memphis. Mm-hmm. I talked to an affiliate of this program, KWAM in Memphis, about what was going on there toward the end of the week. And it really, you know, you look at this stuff and you think, how can these people, when you look at the tornadoes, the devastation, my God, from that 300 and some odd people dead over a couple of weeks. And if it weren't for the bin Laden thing, this would have been much higher up on our list, because it has been the subject in an area where so many people are affected by this. And it's fear-based thinking. And that oftentimes, sadly, gets people to listen to the radio as well, Michael.
Well, there's a reason to be fearful if you're under siege by the weather.
Yeah.
So,
right.
I mean, it's not so much the fear as it's the information that you need. And radio, good old-fashioned AM and FM radio, is wonderful when it comes to disasters that affect electricity and affect cellular telephone service and need to bring people together in a mass communications way.
But this is a wonderful way to understand, along with the bin Laden thing, how radio gets used, and there have been some great accolades, some great public service, some really big, helpful moments on some of these radio stations that are carrying this program, that are helping the people that are in need of help in these areas that have been struck by this horrible weather.
Yeah, and there's no question about it. And that's one of radio's strengths, and it's one of radio's responsibilities. And as long as radio does that, it'll have more in its arsenal of assets.
And also the social media as well. A lot of talk in the social media, where we get a lot of our material. The social media is all over that, too, so that's pretty helpful. All right, you've had an understanding now from Michael Harrison's perspective of the big stories, the topic, the people that are being discussed this week, as we follow that religiously here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. I think it's time for you to call and listen to a couple more excerpts from various talk radio programs, a couple of affiliates of this program. We'll get to that, and then we'll focus on your calls. That's a good idea, don't you think? 800-510-8255. Here our hosts, Amy Jacobson and Big John Howell, arguing about a case in Pennsylvania. Listen to this. A fifth-grade boy got into trouble at school this week after he painted a flag on his face to celebrate the death of Bin Laden.
And we're talking about a fifth grader. His name is Connor Tressler from Pennsylvania. He was watching the Philadelphia Phillies take on the New York Mets on Sunday night. But he didn't expect to witness history. Of course, the game was interrupted by news that U.S. Special Forces had killed Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden during the raid.
Was he at the game?
No, he was watching it on television. So he and his mom and his dad, they all began cheering. They were so excited.
Of course.
So the mother the next day said, you know what? I'm going to celebrate. I'm going to show our patriotism and our pride for this country. Because their small town didn't have any spontaneous celebrations like they did in Washington, D.C. and at Ground Zero.
I think most of us did celebrate. Great.
Yeah. Well, she decided, as a show of unity, she painted a small flag on her son's face, and she's describing what else she did.
I can predict what's happening here.
This morning we decided to paint a little American flag on his face, USA on one cheek, American flag on the other, and then 5-1-11 on his forehead.
Yeah, it seems pretty innocuous. This is not ostentatious by any means.
And then mommy sent him off to school.
Yes, yeah, so the this Connor, he's in fifth grade, he went to school, but while he was at school, the principal came in and said that it's against the school code of conduct.
Okay.
And that we're not against the patriotic display, but the paint goes against this scholastic environment. So Connor was told to wash his face. The school principal called the mother. She said he didn't want to wash his face. She didn't want him to wash his face. So she removed him from school. And here is the principal.
Central Dauphin School District spokesperson Shannon Live explained the principal's rationale. We don't allow face painting of any kind. It was disruptive. Kids were laughing at it and pointing at him. We did not remove him from the school. It was his mother's decision to remove him rather than have him wash his face.
So the school said, son, you must wash your face because we don't allow face painting. He said, I don't know what to do. So they said, we're going to call your mom. She immediately called who?
American Civil Liberties Union. And Fox News Channel.
Yeah. Of course. All right, so here we have what I call POW, P-A-O, POW.
What's POW?
Predictable American Outrage.
Well, the mother tells a different side of the story, and so does Connor. They said that people were not distracted. People were cheering him on, like, way to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got Bin Laden. We got the most notorious killer in the world.
That's great. That's great. That's great. We should have gotten him years ago. I'm very happy.
Right, and this is what the mother's version of what happened that day in school.
I asked Connor, and nobody was laughing. They were talking about it. Other kids in the class thought it was great. And the teacher, from what I hear, also did not have a problem with it.
So the American Civil Liberties Union now, Pennsylvania, is involved. They're calling the district's response an overreaction.
Well, why? They just said you have to wash your face.
Well, they said, no, it's a right to free speech. Well, the American flag painted on his face is a part of free speech and should be allowed in school.
No, it is not. What it is his face painting. And clearly, mommy has to read the handbook. You can't paint your kid's face. It is a distraction to the school process. Sorry. We're all glad Osama bin Laden got what's coming to him. Osama bin Laden, O-B-L is D-E-A-D. All of America and most of the world is happy about it. But giving students arbitrary power is chaos. Don't mistake this as un-American. Following rules and equal application of the law is more American than almost anything else.
Equal application of the law? Huh? What is that guy talking about? That's Big John Howell. Okay, Big John. It's kind of an overreaction, I think. But one of these side stories that's making, everybody's talking about this. This is all there is to talk about. An opportunity for you to express yourself, your emotions, if you will. SEAL Team 6. Their house call on Osama bin Laden. The phones are ringing, and we'll take more of your calls. Reaction to the fact that the 12-year-old daughter saw all of this, and she's been taken away by Pakistani authorities. Another wrinkle in this story. 28 past the hour on the countdown.
Mother's Day is not for celebrating moms. It's for celebrating all our moms have given us. And since Mother's Day is this Sunday, don't forget to celebrate all those things with a Hallmark Mother's Day card. Even if you've waited until the last minute, there's still time to create a special moment for the two of you to share. Hallmark Mother's Day cards, available wherever Hallmark is sold.
Hey, question for you. Did you know AutoTrader.com has new cars? Well, if you didn't, I'd like to liberate you from that archaic notion. In fact, I'm here inside the body of a guy who's shopping for brand spanking new cars on AutoTrader.com. First stop, his heart. Wow, he's got really into black SUVs. They all have Wi-Fi, too. Man, I can smell that new car scent from here. Well, we know what his heart wants. Let's go up and see what his head's thinking. You see, on AutoTrader.com, you can now compare new cars and even special offers side by side. That way, your head and heart can both get what they want. Yeah, I knew it. Look at all the special offers he's got lined up. There, I think he might have a deal. Bingo! He's got himself a winner. And that, my friends, is what happens when you find the one new car your head and heart can agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
When you're shopping for a home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops detects costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust Wild Food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. And Wild Food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, Wild Food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild Food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store wild food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837. Or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, continuing our focus on the death of bin Laden and all the ancillary stories that are part and parcel of this. How have you talked to your children about it? What do you think of some of the radio coverage, the people who are all excited still about this? People want to gather together on the radio. It's a good place, good meeting place. A couple more excerpts from a few of our affiliates. And then your calls here. We're not going to spend the whole half hour on this, but we'll get pretty close. First up is from our affiliate WDEL, Rick Jensen, talking to Homeland Security expert Dr. James Carafano about what it took to get bin Laden.
Osama bin Laden, great day.
I think people forget what got us to this day, and I think that's kind of worth remembering. Look, you know, we would have never gotten bin Laden if we hadn't chased him out of Afghanistan after the war. We would have never gotten him if we hadn't scooped up these guys in the battlefield and put them in Gitmo and interrogated them and got information on them. We would have never got him if we weren't fighting in Afghanistan and we had a base in Afghanistan to gain intelligence on what was going on in Pakistan and to launch an operation in Pakistan to get him. So we did this. And most importantly, you know, bin Laden is pretty much nothing more than the cheerleader in chief for terrorism. But there's a reason why he got marginalized, and it's because we've been dogging these guys for the last 10 years.
We have picked up so many more, but I want you to expand on that, too, because people, you know, especially here in the indelibly blue state of Delaware, it's going to be a political discussion. It's going to be a partisan discussion. There are many liberals here in Delaware who are unhappy that Obama has failed to be able to close Guantanamo. He didn't seem to be aware of why you really cannot close Guantanamo. Maybe he was aware and just said what he said for political reasons. I would think that if I, a talk show host here in Delaware, can figure that out, that perhaps he, a senator who has advisors on the highest level, could figure that out. But I think we need to remind people that if not for Guantanamo, that we wouldn't have had the information on the courier.
Yeah.
That got us to Bin Laden. Explain that.
Well, that's true. I mean, this, and we should be clear, too, this was a lawful interrogation. I mean, there are people at Guantanamo and people that were taken there in the CIA who did receive treatment, which some people would call torture. And actually, by the way, the law reads now, not then, but now it does qualify as torture. But these were lawful interrogations that didn't involve any kind of physical duress or anything. And it took a very long time. And again, that's why you have to keep these guys for a long time, which started the chain of custody of information that led to identifying an individual which could then be tracked, who could then identify the safe house where Bin Laden was. So, yes, Guantanamo Bay was a key part of this. And the reason why this president hasn't closed it is because he recognizes that for the security of the United States, and honestly for the individuals themselves who need lawyers for trials and everything else, it really is the best thing that's serving our national interest.
From our affiliate, WDEL, Rick Jensen, talking to a Homeland Security expert. Another affiliate, WJOL in Joliet, Illinois, has host Scott Slocum. And here Scott talks to former United States Army Special Forces member Terry Shepard about the mission the SEALs undertook.
I know there's a friendly rivalry between, you know, the Marines and the Army and the Navy, but you're all one when it comes down to what happened on Sunday night.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I mean, at the end of the day, all we can say is, all right, cool, that the team effort paid off. I mean, you're exactly right, though, when you say there's a bit of professional rivalry. I mean, I'm a Green Beret. We have SEALs. We have Rangers. I used to be one of them. And, you know, all the Special Operations Forces, we're all kind of like, you know, we talk a lot of smack about each other. But then at the end of the day, we also always work together and do a lot of joint stuff. But this was a SEAL Team 6 hit, and we're obviously very proud of them. I'm also really glad, too. It's a pretty darn great thing that no one even got hurt, really. That's a huge thing. Not only did we get the target, but everybody got out, and there was, you know, besides from the helicopter problem, which that was part of the plan to be able to cross load out of there, pretty damn successful mission.
Terry, how much rehearsing, choreographing was done, do you think, prior to going in there on Sunday?
That's you know, that you're asking the exact questions, because a lot of people ask, what was the plan? And I tell people that you're spot on. It's really about the rehearsing. You can have a very, very detailed and kind of complicated, I call it a sexy plan, where it looks great, like, wow, we have this going on and this going on. There's lots of moving parts. But if that plan is not rehearsed, you know, over and over again, it doesn't matter how cool it is. It's really, its chance of success is quite small. On the other hand, if you have a plan that's actually, the simpler is the better. A simpler plan, even one maybe not quite as thought out or as detailed, but you're able to rehearse it over and over again, you have a great chance of success. And, you know, on this thing, too, as soon as I heard it, I obviously, you know, I've had my ideas about how they do it. I knew they had to have some kind of a mock-up of the target. Basically, they recreated that target, and so had the guys practice the takedown on it over and over again. And, you know, it's in rehearsals is when a lot of times glitches in the plan or shortcomings in the plan come to light. Yeah. You know, because you start doing it, and all of a sudden, like, oh man, that's not going to work, or let's do this is better. So the more rehearsal time you have, the better. And if you can do a mock-up of the target, you know, really like actually, you know, make one that looks just like it, it really helps a lot.
There's digging down into the behind the scenes. That was a good conversation. Scott Slocum from our affiliate WJOL in Joliet with a special forces expert helps us to understand how much they knew and what was going on in there. Almost so bizarre. Feels like a movie, doesn't it, in part? 800-510-8255. And speaking of the SEALs, Laura is in Indiana with some thoughts about those who don't think that all of this happened the way that it happened.
To all those doubters out there who don't necessarily believe that Bin Laden was killed, respect the Navy SEALs and trust that, you know, in a few weeks or months, if they didn't do the job that they were sent to do on behalf of the American people, they'll let that be known to the American people. I don't need to see the pictures. I trust our government in this respect.
You want to see the pictures? We're back to that, I guess. 800-510-8255. Steve's in Florida. Photos on his mind.
My personal opinion, I know for days and weeks and months, you know, we watched Americans plummet to their death from the towers, you know, that were on fire. I mean, live. I mean, we watched it live. And I don't understand why in the world we cannot see these photos of bin Laden. I just think that it's ludicrous. It's to me, you know, if we can sit there and watch that kind of stuff on national television that's televised all around the world, I just don't understand why we can't see a photo of one man's death, the supposedly the most dangerous man in the world.
Yep, it is. That's the argument in a nutshell. To see the pictures or not, that's what is on lots of people's minds. Here's Russell with another thought on this.
As a former police officer, a former military, I say to show the picture, to put a face on the war. For months, we had to watch the Twin Towers go down. We watched people jump from buildings and watched for months as they dug for survivors. I say for the Muslim community, not the Muslim community itself, but for the Al-Qaeda, let's put a face on, you know, to their side. Not that we also lost something, but they lost something. You know, until all this senseless violence stops, let's put a face on this.
800-510-8255. For those of you who wonder how this program works, we monitor about 45 different talk radio program stations every day. We take some of the excerpts from some of the shows to demonstrate points and information that's around and the various aspects of the conversation. In this case, the death of Obama. I'm sorry, the death of my God. Isn't it amazing how we continue to twist this? I was listening to three or four different hosts yesterday. They all did the same thing. It's Osama for Obama. Anyway, you know what I'm talking about. Bin Laden's dead, and how many different twists and turns in the road can there be? Well, we're finding them all. KC is in Green Bay, Wisconsin. All right, KC, you have the floor now. Morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Well, I'm interested in your point of view.
I'd like to make two comments. The Navy SEALs, like all branches of our military, have taken it really hard in Afghanistan and Iraq. They've got boxfuls full of Purple Hearts, Bronze Stars, Silver Stars, Navy Crosses, two Congressional Medal of Honors posthumously, Lieutenant Murphy and Petty Officer Mansour. If a Navy SEAL says Osama bin Laden is dead, I believe him. If we need a picture, all we need to see is the towers crashing down on 9/11. That's the picture of Osama bin Laden. We don't need to see his dead body. He's killed tens of thousands of Americans, Muslims all over the world. We don't need to see a picture. I'd like to thank our military, especially Navy SEAL Team 6, special SEAL team there, by the way, Hunter Killer Group. I appreciate what they did. I don't need to see a picture. End of story.
All right, sir. 800-510-8255. Closure. This is about closure. By the way, the Navy SEAL, you'll never know who they are. You'll never see them. Maybe someone, when they're 80 years old, writes a book about this, but that's all you're going to you're never going to know who did this. Gail is in Rock Hill, South Carolina.
I do believe that the photos should be released because America was horrified the morning of 9/11, watching fellow Americans jump out of buildings, our towers go down, and I think people just need the closure to know that this man is truly gone and out of our lives. I do believe he was killed. I do. And it's not for me because I don't care either way if they show them or don't show them. But I think so many Americans, I talk about horrified and gruesome, watching people jump from buildings, I think would be a heck of a lot more horrible to your psyche than watching the man that caused this be taken out of this world.
All right, so we're going to move on now. The price you're paying for gasoline, that's the twist, I guess, on the reality of what's going on in the Middle East, and that's up next on the countdown.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
David from St. Paul writes, my son's wondering if he'll come to his class so he can get extra credit on his biology test.
Extra credit?
Well, if there are any questions on that test about who can make it easy to save money by combining your RV and car insurance.
Which is an unlikely question for a biology test.
Then the answer is Geico.
True.
For all other questions about RV insurance, I like to guess answer G. E-I-C-O.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes, and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. Doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302. Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you now watch instantly with Netflix?
Oh, unlimited TV episodes?
Correct.
Oh, I don't...
Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
All right, price you're paying for gasoline. Here's host Harry Miner speaking to Senator McConnell of Kentucky about the impact drilling would have on all this.
What happened to the phrase drill, baby, drill here in America?
It's exactly what we ought to do. We've, you know, no country in the world has resources locked up like we do. We have enormous oil and gas deposits in this country. And it makes absolutely no sense for us not to be moving forward dramatically to exploit the resources that we have. And it really comes home when you have a spike in oil prices and gas prices like this. I don't know what will make the president change his mind, but look, raising taxes and having speculator investigations is, you know, investigating speculation, that's been done time and time again, and every time everybody's who's done the investigation concluded nothing improper was going on other than the markets were reacting to things like what's going on in the Middle East and the world supply. Raising taxes on oil companies, is that going to lower the price of gas at the pump? If it isn't, then what is the point? I mean, gas, the price of gas at the pump is the issue, and it's a supply problem. And we could solve a big part of it, not all of it, but a big part of it right here at home.
The Democrats are pushing back, though, saying that there are too many tax breaks for these oil companies. They're showing they're reporting record profits again. And they're saying, how does the American consumer, how are we supposed to take that on and then go put $65 in our tank?
Yeah, then the question is, if raising taxes is going to produce lower gas prices, if you can convince me of that, that's a discussion worth having.
So, but the tax breaks that they get, you're saying that they are of value. They
well,
keep the company.
Well, you know, they claim that they have the same tax treatment as everybody else. But without even getting into that argument, the issue is, what's the price of gas at the tank? If raising taxes on oil companies will lower prices at the tank for each of American consumers, then I think it's worth discussing. If it isn't, then what is the point?
It is well known that protein nutrition is a key to optimum blood sugar levels. But to benefit at all from protein, your body must first be able to break down protein into amino acids. Once amino acids are liberated from proteins, your body uses them to make brain chemicals that make you feel alert and peaceful at the same time. Your pancreas uses them to regulate blood sugar and insulin. People are waking up and doing an about-face when it comes to nutrition. They are learning that a high-carbohydrate diet may encourage obesity and diabetes. They are now emphasizing proteins more to compensate. One protein source that is more easily broken down into amino acids is non-denatured whey protein. For better blood sugar and better weight, give One World Whey a try. One World Whey is the most powerful whey protein food on the market. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Michael Levine is the president and founder of Levine Communication Office in Los Angeles. He contributes to the Talk Radio Countdown Show and many other things that are done by me and my production company. But his appearance here is to focus on, because PR is his expertise, and he has had as a client many notables in mostly Hollywood star types, but he certainly knows his way around the world of public relations. So I wonder, I was just sort of, I was musing, actually, Michael, this week, thinking about if Osama bin Laden had been your client, how you might have advised him. And of course, it's silly, but you know, he was somebody that obviously he had bad PR, except among the people who followed him, and they had good PR. But the fact that he was hiding in plain sight, you kind of wonder what sort of things that the euphoria of getting him has gotten in the way of us critically understanding what the story really is here about how we missed him any number of times over the years. Christiane Amanpour said on Bill Maher's program in 2008, "Hey, did you hear that bin Laden is in this compound? I heard from a source in the compound right outside of this town near Islamabad, and nobody paid any attention to her."
Right.
So,
well, first, Doug, I should announce to your audience that I was born and raised 2.5 miles north of Ground Zero.
Yes. I know you're a New Yorker. Yep.
For 10 years, I have had something close to a fever of obsession to see the day that bin Laden was executed.
Mm-hmm.
And I am walking around in a state of kind of orgasmic euphoria.
Are you really?
I couldn't be. I am giddy with happiness.
Mm-hmm.
I have been critical of President Obama throughout some of his term. Let me tell you, from my point of view, the president gets an A++++ for this. It's huge. It's psychologically imperative. It is a momentous day in the history of our nation, and it changes the momentum in the world vis-a-vis evil radically.
Mm.
It's a huge, huge moment, and critics of Barack Obama must, I think, join me in saluting the president's brilliant work and his team. On Thursday, the attack happened on Sunday. On Thursday, he was given an option in which he could have bombed the compound.
Right.
He rejected it. He rejected it because he knew if it had been bombed, the body would be vaporized.
Right.
And there would be no possible way of assuring the world that Bin Laden is dead.
Right.
He made a very courageous decision. Had that effort failed, this man's life, his presidency would have been over. He would have been Jimmy Carter in history forever. And by the way, if you're a president of the United States, the word Jimmy Carter is not a compliment.
No.
And he was very bold, very courageous. I'm told by people who were in that room, you know, the TV went black for 25 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm told by people in that room.
Television in what room again?
They had a television set up.
They had in the Situation Room.
The Situation Room.
Right. That's one of the great pictures, by the way, as an aside.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be the big picture in his library after.
But for 25 minutes, that went dark.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm told that every minute felt like a year.
Mm.
So major, major applause to the president, his team. A great moment historically for America, a bad moment for bad guys,
yeah.
A moment that says we will, no matter how long, a week, a day, a month, a year, a century, an hour, a light year, we will not give up our search for our goal.
Yeah.
So,
now, you wonder, again, sort of in the last moments here of our visit, whether the guys that were his henchmen are wondering, should we do more of this, or we better go run and hide because maybe these guys will find us. If they can find him, they can sure find us. Michael Levine, America's most prominent media expert, represented lots of major celebrities and runs the LCOonline.com website and the office in Los Angeles. And through his LBN Alert, you can learn lots of things. Thousands, hundreds of thousands of people subscribe to it, get it every day. You get an interesting twist on the news of the day, and often before anybody else has it. So you might want to check out online, lbnealert.com. Michael Levine on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.